In the name of God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I've always been in dread coming up with a homily on this particular Sunday, because it sits in between two of the biggest events in the time of our Lord's earthly journey. Having already experienced Christ's ascension into heaven and his rejoining his Father on the throne of glory, and then looking forward to the Pentecost experience, which is just a week away, here we are, smack in the middle, with nothing to do, just waiting. Imagine how the 11, along with the other early followers, felt. They witnessed the horror of Jesus' death. They felt hopeless. He's gone. We'll never see his presence again. And by the way, was it worth it? Or was it all for nothing? Then, the incredible discovery on the third day, when it was revealed that their master, who they thought was dead, is alive again, risen from the dead. What a roller coaster that must have been. Then, after enjoying his company for a while and seeing further proof of his resurrection and that he was real, he ascends. He's gone again. He did promise he would send someone called the Holy Spirit, who would be the guarantor of his ongoing presence with them. But they weren't sure exactly what that meant. There's that roller coaster. So now they wait, still not sure exactly what will happen. Can you blame them for being so confused and for their lack of understanding? But not to worry. The day of Pentecost comes and makes it all crystal clear. So this time is an in-between time for Jesus' followers. They're waiting, not doing much, probably praying a lot, staying together in close quarters, afraid to go out, and trying to sort out this confusing situation. They are in between their Lord leading them again and the promised coming of the Spirit, who will bring holy clarity. You know, we humans don't care much for in-between times. We don't like waiting, and we don't like being kept in the dark. We have to know exactly what will happen and when. So how do you preach on this? Telling the people of God that they have to wait a bit longer for Pentecost, and what should they be doing while they wait? This in-between time that we find ourselves in every church year is really a microcosm of the greater in-between time we live in. In reality, all of us have lived and are living the entirety of our earthly lives in between the day of Pentecost and our Lord's return in glory, what is called the second coming. We have no idea when that return will happen. We just know that it will. because Jesus said it. Pay no attention to those who, throughout the centuries, claimed and claim today to have figured out when it will be. The advantage we have over the first followers in their in-between time is that we already have the Spirit. Actually, we have all the tools to be effective disciples as we navigate this life. We, through our going down into the baptismal water, die to the old life with Christ and were raised to a new life with Christ. We also already received the Spirit through the anointing of that most wonderful oil called chrism, blessed by the bishop and placed on our foreheads as the sign that we have been marked as Christ's own forever, so that the Spirit dwells within us, giving us power and ability to proclaim the truth of Jesus, and the power and ability to serve the poor and the downcast as we witness to them. So bringing a slice of the kingdom of God into this hurting world. We are adopted sons and daughters of grace. We have all the tools to bring the light of Christ into the darkness as we await the time the Savior returns, when the creation will be completely refashioned, the dead awakened and clothed with a new and everlasting humanity. As we wait, just a bit longer, I believe that you and I can seize this moment, this in-between time, and fill it with love, with witness, and with service to all we meet, and to tell the world that this Jesus has saved it and is coming back to gather into his arms all who belong to him, and to offer us the gift of the Holy Spirit to anyone who wants it. Our task is to wait actively, not passively. Well, now that you think of it, maybe I shouldn't be dreading this Sunday afternoon. Perhaps it's even one of the most joyful and hopeful Sundays of the year. I think it would behoove us to live out our Christian faith in this in-between time by practicing this kind of active waiting, being prepared for the final days through prayer and communion with our Father, and committing to bring Christ to those who do not know him. Our Lord is coming, my friends. And we will be reminded next Sunday, as the church celebrates Pentecost, that God certainly does keep his promises. And that Jesus, through the Spirit, abides with us and in us continually. That is our hope and our joy in this in-between time. May the Lord Jesus, the Savior of the world, who is risen from the dead and who is coming again, may his name be glorified and worshipped always and forever. And let all the people of God say, Amen.